I got many curiosity of this planet. And this curiosity connected to food. It's because I had many regret about my wife dietary things. So I think I want to master more nutrition.
Hi everyone, I'm Lexi and welcome back to another episode of Good Stories. We have had a crazy week at So Good. We just got back from Expo West, which is a natural products and snacks trade show in California. So we spent a week straight talking to buyers every second of the day, which is a dream. And we've heard about Expo West for so long, and to have finally experienced it, it blew our wildest imaginations. But my voice might be going in and out of this episode. So if that happens, you know why. But I'm going to keep it together because I'm really excited to talk to Hiroshi Takato, or Tak. And he is the CEO and founder of Tetus. And Tetus is a diabetic-friendly snack box. Tetus was inspired by Tak's time being a caretaker for his late wife who was battling cancer, and there weren't many medicinal routes that they could take. So Tak really focused on providing the best nutrition that he could for her. But he found that there weren't a lot of convenient and nutritious and actually good tasting products that he could give to his late wife. He took a few years to do a lot of research and find a mission that was near and dear to him, and that was helping vulnerable communities find nutritious food. So I'm really excited to talk to Tak. I hope you guys enjoy. Enjoy. Hi, Tak. It's so nice to virtually meet you. Thank you for joining.
Thank you for me. Yeah, thank you for having me here, Lexi. I'm very excited to speak with you. So.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. It's kind of funny how I was introduced to you guys, because you have a snack box subscription and you ordered some of our granola. Thank you, by the way.
Yeah.
And I was a part of that process, and it wasn't until after we already made the sale that I was like, wait, that was actually a really interesting story. Let me read more about it, because I'm not exactly sure the whole background. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I read more about you and about Tetus, I was like, I need to have Tak on. So thank you so much for agreeing to come on and making my dreams come true. And so I was really inspired. And I want to give you the chance to inspire everyone else. So why don't you tell us more about who you are, what Tetus is, and some background on diabetes.
Yeah, of course, sure. So I'm Tak, the friend of CEO of Tetus. So we offer hyper-personalized and affordable meal box for people with type 2 diabetes. And our mission is to reinvent the food discovery experience for type 2 diabetes. So let me start from my personal story. During my ex-wife's battle with cancer, I act as her caretaker, but I wasn't acknowledged about nutrition, so I was clueless as to how to provide for the nutritional needs. So through further research, I recognized their difficulty in finding accessible, nutritious, and tasty food suitable for medical compromised consumers. Also, the medically fragile consumer always feel isolated about their life. Activity and meals are restricted depending on their health situation. So I like to promote creating diversified meal option in every place at every time for everyone.
Thank you for sharing that story of your late wife. She had cancer. I can only imagine the stress of having a loved one battling cancer, and you have to worry about food. When you're in a serious medical condition, food can become such a stressful thing. So is that stress that you experience, is that something that you wanted to reduce for other people?
So my wife's situation is very difficult. We had their cancer in various stages, so it was difficult to cure by medical treatment. So we searched other options through food as medicine. by 2030, half of the United States population will live with type 2 diabetes. Also, 90% of diabetes patients can't maintain healthy dietary habit.
Your background, you initially made an anti-ad fraud company, and you sold that. So that was that was a mouthful. What was your goal after that? You sold it. You're pretty much set. You sold it to a pretty big company. Did you have any idea of just like slowing down for a second, early retirement, or you were immediately like, I want to start something new?
About a year, we a little slowing down. And then we play around with my daughters, and then we spend so much time with my family. But still, I have some motivation to solve my past serious problem with my ex-wife. So I think I want to build something for it, but I don't have any experience to develop their food company or food solution. So I'm chatting with many experts, doctor, scientists, and what kind of solution we can bring into this market. So yeah, we spend this kind of year with maybe 1 or 2 years, and finally we realize there are real problem we can solve. So we start this company.
My favorite entrepreneurs and companies are often the ones where they didn't plan on going into that field. They just kind of found a gap in the market and they had a bunch of different life experience that just put them in a really unique position to solve the problem. So I think it's really cool that you had a tech background and then you had the history with your late wife and all of that kind of formed and culminated together to put you in the perfect position. What Titus looks like now is different than what it did look like. So Titus now is a diabetic-friendly snack subscription box. But didn't it start out as like a superfood powder with seaweed? So I thought that was really cool. So what did that early stage look like?
Yeah, so at first, you were right. You had a lot of homework. I'm very impressive, we produce some superfood tea. That is a functional tea, and we using seaweed ingredient. And the seaweed ingredient has some evidence to lowering blood sugar. So we mixed up this kind of ingredient with matcha powder or turmeric powder. We sell it to maybe 100 or over 100 customers. The feedback is very awful. Some patient doesn't like the taste. So I realized the food manufacturing is very difficult. So we pivoting to the food box business, and we partner with many other great brands.
When I was reading about the early stages of Titus, I thought it was so interesting. And sorry if everyone gets bored for a second, but I need to geek out because I did a deep dive. And I thought it was just so innovative. So with diabetes, your body has a very difficult time breaking down sugar into energy. We won't get much deeper into the biology than that. Everyone left AP bio for a reason. But seaweed has polyphenols, which are organic compounds basically with properties that it inhibits the breakdown of food into glucose so that your blood sugar levels stay stable. Seaweed, which is what you originally used, seaweed extract in your superfood powders, because it has the same properties as the medicine doctors use on diabetic patients. And especially as you were saying, at times when there are no medicinal treatments for your stage of illness, food can really be a way to help keep you strong and really improve your life. So I thought that was, I just had to geek out for a second because I thought that was so innovative what the early stage of TEDIS was.
Can I offer our marketing position at the right way? You're so expert about the product, so.
yeah, you can contract me. So you originally started with that superfood powder, and then it developed into a subscription snack box, which I think following the trends, subscription snack boxes, especially during COVID, just took off. Everyone loves subscription boxes. So I think that was a smart pivot.
Yeah, so our subscription box is quite unique from the very old now snack box. So we provide meal box delivery service designed to meet each customer's individual needs. Their customers choose from their range of their healthy and delicious food which get delivered to their door every month. We plan to launch an online nutrition consultation service in order to help to develop better meal plan for the customers. To meet the variety of our customer data needs, we use machine learning to classify over 10,000 patterns of our patient data needs. Accessibility and affordability is important for the success of a business, so our customers can save up to 30% of their meal cost compared to retail price. And our future is in the digital health space, and about 50% of diabetics in the United States have never had the support of their nutrition and their dietitian. Therefore, there is a great opportunity to expand their telenutrition market. So we start to provide some telenutrition consultation to our customers.
And I think that's smart, again, because you're following the trends. One, it's cheaper. It's a much cheaper method. So you're making it more affordable for diabetics to have telehealth services. Also during COVID, over the last 2.5 years, we've become accustomed to communicating via phone, via Zoom. So I think introducing that telecommunications, telehealth component at this time is definitely a lot easier than it would have been a few years ago, because now people are a lot more comfortable with that.
Yeah, I think so. We can make more streamlined asking to the people what kind of food you like.
You started with a superfood mix, and then you have a snack subscription box that's really diabetic friendly. And you also have this component that's online consultations with nutritionists. So you have so many components going on. Are you aiming to become like a one-stop shop for diabetics to come to?
Yeah, that's my plan. That's my plan. So we want to build a one-stop shop for diabetes health, and it's more accessible and easy and more straightforward to nutrition. That kind of platform we want to build.
Is there a concern that becoming a one-stop shop, so I assume you're going to continue growing and you're going to continue adding new features. Is there a concern that one-stop shops, you start spreading yourself too thin over too many features? How are you going to combat that and make sure you're not just doing a lot of services mediocrely? You're going to continue adding a lot of features with the same quality that you do now.
Our keys are always food. And if we expand our business to a telehealth service, we don't provide primary care or this kind of service. We stick on the nutrition consultation. We stick on the food. Always our service is connecting all the healthy food and dietary solution. That makes we unique and avoiding to becoming a mediocre service.
I can see that following your story, because you're not adding a lot of features at the same time. You started with one feature, then you added, and you're building on top of each feature. So you're taking the time to really build the expertise and experience and quality. It feels genuine. And like you said, there's always that with whatever feature you add, there's that core mission of providing good tasting and nutritional food for diabetics.
That's true. So our mission is delightful food for people with diabetes. That is our core mission. We want to partner with many great food supplier like you. So,
like us, thank you. So you took a long time to research and meet with people who are experts in this field. So didn't you travel a lot, like all over the country?
So now I live in Japan. So we travel a lot of Japan countryside. One of my funny story is actually we lied on a fishing boat and we found many seaweed is abundant.
Where were you on the fishing boat?
Yeah, in the very north of Japan, and this place is Fisherman City, and we asked them to ride on the fishing boat, and in very early morning, like 3 a.m., this is a very winter, so they're very cold, but I watching what they do.
Why were you on the fishing boat?
It's because curious. It's just curious.
You were just curious about how these fishermen
were
doing their jobs? And so you got on a boat at 3 a.m. in the cold?
Yeah, I'm curious about what... I interviewed to the other farmer, tea farmer, or other vegetable farmer, and I just searching what kind of ingredient is actually using or not using, and I think there is a hiding treasure on the earth, so I want to find it.
It's a little treasure hunt in a fishing boat.
I'm a treasure hunt in this moment.
Where did that curiosity come from? Your dad was a professor, right?
Yeah. So maybe my father gave to me this kind of curiosity. In my childhood, they showed me many scientific phenomena. I got many curiosity of this planet. And this curiosity connected to food. It's because I had many regret about my wife dietary things. So I think I want to master more nutrition.
I really resonate with that. I feel like you and I have similar mindsets, but opposite experiences.
Yeah.
My parents were businessmen growing up, and I studied neuroscience in college. So I did the opposite of them and did science.
Yeah.
And your dad was a scientist and you became an entrepreneur. So you also did a flip. But in the end, we still came back to business and research and found a way to integrate those two sides.
So I think the food business is always experiment. It's because always... people's preferences changing. Also there's a lot of the new discovery. So I think there always
a lot of trial and error.
Yeah. That's true. That's a nice word. Yeah.
We have a joke that in so good, there's a lot of so bad before it's so good. So there's a lot of experimenting.
That's cool.
So you live in Japan now?
Yeah, so I live in Japan now. Yeah, I live in Tokyo. So I'm wearing the men's kimono. So I'm my former costume.
So right now you're in Tokyo.
Yeah, I'm in Tokyo.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were in California. So you're a little bit further away than that.
Yeah.
I was gonna ask why your first business was in Japan.
Yeah.
And so what made you start a business in the US?
US market is a big than the Japan market.
Yeah.
So always good product I'm born in the United States. I actually want to build a unique product in the world. So I decide to tackle in the biggest market.
And I think it brings you an interesting component. The U.S. consumers have become increasingly concerned about nutrition and the food that they're eating, the keto trends, the low sugar trends. So this was definitely the right market to target. And I think you coming from a different country, you brought an interesting perspective. And I wanted to ask you about that. Coming from Japan, being raised in Japan, how do you think that differentiated you as an entrepreneur in the United States?
So Japan market is more tight than United States, but at the same time, we have Japan market have good ecosystem, and we cooperate with investors. We can cooperate with a giant company. So I have a lot of experience to work with investors under a giant company, under more entrepreneurs. So we understand how to work with investors well, and how to get less money, and how to sell the company, and how to grow my company in a small size, but very quick. So my past company is founding, selling within 3 years. I have experience.
Yeah, I thought that was because only after three years you sold the company, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But hearing you explain that more, that makes sense. So are you saying that the Japan market or the Japan business world is smaller, but it's very tight knit and closely connected, and there are faster opportunities to grow your business really quickly?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So yeah, that's true. So fast. And also as entrepreneurs, we can learn very fast, and we can reach to very successful investors. We can reach to giant company CEO very easily.
So there's less competition with other companies? So,
yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. Okay.
So I already know one of the entrepreneurs. So I think that I can use this knowledge in States as well.
That's really interesting. I think that trajectory makes sense, that in Japan there's a lot less competition between businesses. So you could really dive deep into relationships with more experienced entrepreneurs and investors. They're a lot more accessible. And so you really grew as a businessman and learned so many different things. And then you brought all of that experience to the U.S., where it's a completely different landscape to talk to an investor, to talk to buyers, to talk to entrepreneurs. I mean, they probably get hundreds of emails every day. And so you took your expertise and you came here, and there was a lot of competition, but that really pushes you to make the best product, to make the best platform or service, because you're just going to get lost in the noise in such a saturated field.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, in the United States, world is very competitive. But I think the essential piece of the entrepreneurship is the same. How to pitch to the investors, how to pitch to the other partners. That kind of strategy is almost same. So we can use it. And I think I can use this strategy to Shark Tank people as well. So in the future, I'll do.
I said that the United States is very competitive, and it's true. But the people, especially in our field of good-for-you products and services, people are very welcoming. And that's something that I've been pretty shocked to learn, is how people who could be seen as competitors are really supportive of one another, because we all have the same mission of wanting to leave a good impact on our communities and our world. So as competitive as the products are against one another on the shelf or in e-commerce, all the founders and entrepreneurs are really supportive of one another.
Their direction is always the same. They want to make our world to more sustainable and our world to more healthy. That kind of mindset everyone has. So I like this community.
You traveled around meeting with food producers and fishermen at 3 a.m. just because you were curious and just because you wanted to go learn from someone who lived a different life than you and who had an expertise that you didn't have. You also mentioned when you sold your company, you were very close with other investors and entrepreneurs. You have surrounded yourself with people who are really intelligent and experienced, and they seem to have left a really positive and powerful impact on you, and one that you are in turn leaving on other people through Tidus. So is that something that for young entrepreneurs or anyone starting their career, is that a piece of advice that you have, surrounding yourself with those kinds of people who are positive influences?
I think, of course, I think definitely recommend to surrounding with people who has very specific passion to change the world. In my younger age, I just have very big motivation to entrepreneurs, and I want to build something. Yeah, this is very important things for entrepreneurs.
Okay, so I think someone drank my smoothie. So yeah. Instead, I have my cherry snacks and I have my So Good water bottle. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking water.
He's drinking water. We're just staying very hydrated. I close off every interview by asking my wonderful interviewees. First of all, thank you so much for coming on. I've had such a great time learning more about your history and Tidus. What advice can you share to listeners on how they can build better lives for themselves and positively impact the world we live in?
I think the most important thing is health. So they always our health is rooted from the food. We need to search specific motivation to change the world, make more good. So that is my piece of advice.
Yeah, and curiosity.
Yeah, curiosity is a source of, one of the secret source of the better life, I believe.
You heard it here first. Curiosity is the secret sauce of a better life. How do you say cheers in Japanese?
Kanpai. Kanpai.
Kanpai.
Kanpai.